CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Hi there, welcome to the Arts Edge at CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Mountain. Today is the fifth day of our one-week fun drive here at CJSF. If you are donating to CJSF's fun drive, which runs from October 30th to November 6th, you can go to our webpage at cjsf.ca/donate. And you can fill in all of your information, your credit card information. And of course, you can fill in a specific show that you follow and that you would like to donate to. Once again, that's cjsf.ca/donate. I first started volunteering at CJSF back in 2012 or 2011. I actually stumbled into radio. I wasn't planning on doing radio. Someone had suggested it, but then one day I got up on the wrong floor. I was going to the pool and I passed by the radio station. I ended up going in and before you knew it, I was doing the orientation. Then I did some training. Then I had to do a show and apply to do my own show, The Arts Edge. And so The Arts Edge started probably in January 2012. There are so many benefits to being a volunteer at the station, but one of the greatest benefits, I think, has been learning new music, learning new indie music, learning just different kinds of music from people who are not in commercial radio. You don't see them on the commercial horizon. And so often you never hear of these people if they don't make it into what's known as, you know, mainstream media. One such performer is Regina Spektor. My gosh, beautiful voice. Regina is a Russian-born American singer, songwriter, and pianist. And she has, I believe, 4 albums. Her name didn't become known right away, but after releasing her first 3 records and gaining popularity in New York City's independent music scene, she signed with Sire Records back in 2004. So for the last 20 years, she's been gaining mainstream recognition. However, I've been able to listen to her music that wasn't part of mainstream because everybody starts somewhere. Anyways, gorgeous, gorgeous music. So to start off tonight's show, I've got a song from Regina. This song is from early in her career, from the 2005 CD Jewish Heritage Festival, in which she and a number of artists produced and recorded a song on this CD. So now we have a song that was written by Canadian singer Leonard Cohen and was originally released in 1984. Here is Spektor's rendition of Hallelujah.
I heard there was a sacred chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? And it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, and a major lift, the baffled king composing Hallelujah. 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 faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. And she tied you to her kitchen chair, and she broke your throat, and she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew.
And so to keep things going, I now have the original recording from Leonard Cohen with Hallelujah. Although he released it on his album Various Positions in 1984, the recording received very little success at the time and found greater popularity in 1991 with the recording of John Cale. So here it is now, Leonard Cohen's infamous tune, Hallelujah.
Now I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair, she broke your throne and she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the
For listeners who have just tuned in, my show tonight is part of CJSF's 1 week a year fund drive. We are accepting donations ongoingly, but if you'd like to donate tonight, please go to our website at www.cjsf.ca/donate. All the instructions on how to make a donation are on this page. Aside from specifying the amount you would like to donate, you also fill in your name, your credit card information, and you also have the option to name the show that you would like to donate to. Perhaps it's a show that you listen to weekly, perhaps you listen to several shows weekly, and in that case, you may want to just donate to the station. So once again, the IP address is www.cjsf.ca/donate. For those who are wondering what our station does with our donations that we receive every year, we have different programs that we have. We have different trainings. We buy new equipment. We are grateful to all of the donations that we receive every year, because it means we are able to use these donations to better improve our radio station, our shows, to do new trainings, and overall to bring better programming to you at home. And you can make those donations at www.cjsf.ca/donate. So now I'm going to go to one of my favorite songs, and it's about the radio. It has the word radio in it. It's a tune from Canada's iconic singer-songwriter, Joni Mitchell. off her 1972 album, The Hits. Here we have You Turn Me On, I'm a Radio. Have a listen.
You're driving into town with a dark cloud above you, dialing the number who's bound to love you. Oh, honey, you turn me on. I'm a radio. I'm a country station. I'm a little bit corny. I'm a wild flower waiting for you. Broadcasting town. To wear. I'm gonna tell you again now if you're still listening there. If you're driving into town with the dark cloud above you, dialing the number who's bound to love you. If you're lying on the beach with the transistor going, kick off the sand flies, honey, the love's still flowing. If your head says forget it, but your heart's still smoking, call me at the station.
Arts Edge at CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Mountain, where all week long from October 30th to November 6th, our station is having a fun drive in which we are raising funds for programming, equipment, workshops, training, and all around anything we might need here at the station. And now I'd like to revisit an interview that I did in 2014. This interview was conducted with Jennifer Kerr, who is the daughter of a woman who was a former radio broadcaster in the 1940s. So let's go to that now.
I'm talking with Jennifer Kerr, originally of Kelowna, and I'm talking with her about her mother, Eileen Bowman. Bowman was her maiden name, and her married name was Carlson. Eileen Bowman was a young woman who in 1943 went into radio. So I'm talking with Jennifer about her mother. Jennifer, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Well, it's my pleasure.
I was really excited when, I believe it was last year when you and I were talking, I think I was telling you a story about my radio station, and you said, oh, my mom was a radio talk show host. I found that really inspiring just because it was the 40s. That's amazing.
That's right. Yep.
So can you talk about how your mom got into radio?
Yeah, as a kid, she studied elocution, which probably a lot of people don't know what that is anymore, but it's a study of the speech arts. So she would practice poetry and say it in competitions and things like that, and was in plays and all sorts of things. So that sort of was her ticket in the 30s, where she didn't have any money and she didn't have a job. And so she decided to start teaching elocution to other people and moved to Trail, B.C., and started working with a fellow who worked at the radio station, who was an announcer and felt like he needed to work on his speech and make sure he was more clear and projecting, etc. And she was his teacher. And then, of course, it was the 40s during the war, and they had lost a lot of men to the Army or Navy or whatever. And he told my mother that she should come down and apply for a job. Well, she thought this was wonderful because as a kid, she had always, always wanted to be on the radio. So she told her sister about this. And one day they were downtown shopping and my mother's sister dared my mother to go in and apply for a job as a radio announcer. So she went in, and the fellow who she'd been teaching was there, and he said, well, just come on in here, and we're just going to, I'll just show you something, a little advertisement for you to read and see how that feels. So she said, okay. So she went in this little room, and they gave her a microphone, and they gave her an Oxydol detergent advertisement to say. And for people that don't know what Oxydol is, it was sort of like Tide in those days. It was a very popular brand. And so she read this advertisement, but she didn't know that her voice was being put through to the boss's office.
Oh.
So all of a sudden she heard out of the blue, damn good announcer. And the next thing she knew, she was in his office and he was saying, you know, we'd like to give you a job and do you type? And she said, oh, of course I type. And he said, okay, well, you start in 2 weeks then.
That's great.
And of course she didn't type. But so she immediately got a bus and went to Edmonton and took a typing course in the 2 weeks, which she, oh. I don't think she could finish the course because it was longer than 2 weeks.
Smart
she
woman.
She did get the main idea and went off back to Trail and told them she could type because they wanted her to type her own copy. And so that's how she got started.
Now, how old would she have been?
See, 1943, she would have been 28.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's really amazing. So how long was she in radio when she was in Trail?
3 years, I believe.
Okay. And then she went on to Kelowna, is that right?
That's right. And then she transferred to Kelowna to CKOV and had a program there called Hi Neighbor. And I don't know if you want me to, but I have a little sort of a newspaper here with an article about her.
Oh.
I could read it a little bit.
Please do, yes.
Okay. Vivacious mistress of ceremonies of your morning favorite, Hi Neighbor, Eileen's friendly voice is heard by thousands of listeners throughout the Okanagan-Similkameen area as she conducts the 5 times weekly meetings of the Hi Neighbor Club. Her broadcast is made up to a great extent of recipes, helpful hints, and bits of verse sent in by hundreds of the neighborly housewives who make a point of being at their radios at 9:30 a.m. No fees or dues to belong to this club, just the wish to be friendly and helpful to your neighbors and communities far and near.
Oh, that is so nice. That is so nice. Now, is that newspaper article from the 40s or is it recent?
It's from 1946.
Oh, my goodness. That is very cool, Jennifer. Nice that you have that.
Yeah, I have a few things left. I had some copy that she had written, but I don't have that anymore. At least I don't know where it is. Mm-hmm. So it's nice. And she's got many, many letters from people. They were making a joke that people were getting tired of going and picking up all the letters from the post office.
Oh.
Because there was so much of it.
Well, you know, aside from it being World Radio Day on Friday, February 13th, on Saturday, which is the next broadcasting of The Arts Edge, it's Valentine's Day. So I think this is really perfect that we're talking about your mom, because as I recall, you told me a really lovely romantic story of how your mom and dad met. Can you tell me again?
I can tell you the best I can. Like I was saying, she got letters all the time, and she's sort of a celebrity in the town. My aunt, my father's sister, said when she walked down the street, everybody knew her and wanted to talk to her, and she was quite pretty and stylish, so to speak. And I guess my dad had seen her or something and heard her on the radio. He decided to get his courage up and send her a letter. So he sent her a letter telling her how great she was, and I'm sorry, I have the letter somewhere, but I don't know what I did with it.
That's okay.
Yeah.
What do you remember of it?
Well, just that he sent her this letter saying that she must be very beautiful because she has a wonderful voice, and he sure would like to meet her sometime. And so somehow he wangled a way to do that, and that's how they met. But to tell you the truth, she was sort of a career woman, and I'm not sure that getting married was the best choice for her, because even though my dad had promised that he would never interfere with her her job. Of course, as soon as they were married, he said, you know, no wife of mine is going to work. And they lived quite a ways from Kelowna on an orchard. So,
that's actually heartbreaking.
Yeah, it was pretty sad because I think she had hoped to go on. She had hoped to go to Vancouver and try to get a job here. And she was probably one of the first women who, she wasn't just an announcer, but she also did all the operating and played the music and did everything else as well. And she thought she was one of the first in Canada. She said there's probably one other woman in Toronto or somewhere that was doing it, but she thought she was one of the first.
For listeners who have just tuned in, my show tonight is part of CJSF's 1 week a year fund drive. We are accepting donations ongoingly, but if you'd like to donate tonight, please go to our website at www.cjsf.ca/donate. All the instructions on how to make a donation are on this page. Aside from specifying the amount you would like to donate, you also fill in your name, your credit card information, and you also have the option to name the show that you would like to donate to. Perhaps it's a show that you listen to weekly, perhaps you listen to several shows weekly, and in that case, you may want to just donate to the station. So once again, the IP address is www.cjsf.ca/donate. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to my interview with Jennifer Kerr at The Arts Edge here at CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Mountain. And you're listening to special programming for our station's fund drive, which runs from October 30th through November 6th. My interview with Jennifer Kerr was conducted in 2014, and we are talking about the early years of women in radio, in which her mother was a broadcaster with a Kelowna radio station. Let's continue with that interview now.
So that would have been when they got married. So how is it that you know all this?
Well, she told me she was a storyteller. She loved to tell stories. So I feel like it was just part of the fabric of my knowing her. She was always telling me about whatever, the stories that she had of her life, and that was one of them. And
so you never heard her live on the radio show?
I never did. I tried to see if they had any tapes or records or something of her, but I couldn't find anything. I called the radio stations, and I wish I had, you know.
That's really interesting.
It would have been great, yeah.
I'm wondering, there's so many people today who, you know, who value the archives. And, you know, towns will have heritage societies that cater to archives. I wouldn't be surprised if somewhere something exists.
Yeah, somebody would just roll up their sleeves and look, you know?
Right. Who knows? Maybe it's like buried.
It would have been on a record or something. That would be the only way in those days. There would be no tape recordings.
Would it be
anything.
Records or would it be reels?
Records.
Records. Oh,
yeah.
My. Well, that's really interesting. But it's also a very romantic story. I mean, she must have fallen for your dad.
Yeah, she did, I think, you know, but she was very independent, and I don't know, I think, you know, she was getting older, and in those days, anyway, she was in her 30s, so that was, you know, getting on.
Yeah.
And probably felt some pressure to get married, but it's too bad, I think, because she was very bright and...
And obviously very talented.
Very talented, yes. She got lots of accolades from people, and... She loved it. She just loved it, I know, the way she talked about it. It was just like a dream come true. And so, yeah, it's too bad that she wasn't able to carry on.
Yeah.
But, you know, that was the way it was in those days sometimes, you know.
Well, thank you for sharing the stories about your mom with me.
Oh, it's fine. I'd love to.
It's very inspiring.
She'd be very happy if somebody was interested.
I bet she would be. Yeah, I think it's so interesting. You know, one thing I've been thinking about is, just for the listeners at home, Jennifer and I worked together, 20,